You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Want to get your app in front of users and remove the friction of the App Store? Well, we'll discuss a direct approach that allows brands and marketers to drive installs and inspire interaction with your app when users are in the discovery stage of the journey. My guest from Digital Turbine talks about app preloads and new research that shows just how eager users are to explore apps that are on their device home screen from the get-go. All this and more in episode number 438. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. This week, of course, bringing you Reimagine Growth, a special mini-series on retention marketing powered by CleverTap, the leading customer engagement and retention platform. So the battle to engage and convert finance app users, or any user for that matter, kicks in after the install. So we think, right? But this approach overlooks the golden opportunity to engage consumers on the device at the time of the device activation. So how can marketers connect when consumers are in this, let's call it the app discovery mindset, right? What's the user experience? And when, after getting the new device, does this window of opportunity close shut for marketers? We explore this and more with Matt Tubergen. Matt serves as Executive Vice President of Global Strategy and Corporate Development at Digital Turbine. He has more than 20 years' experience in the mobile app ecosystem, and he has pioneered mobile-first strategies for hundreds of the top mobile properties out there. His background includes media acquisitions, mobile marketing and monetization strategies, and product management and business development with partners ranging from the NFL to Disney. So Matt, let's start with Digital Turbine. Why don't you share a little bit more about what your company does?
Essentially, Digital Turbine sits at the intersection of, you know, apps, brands, you know, great content, and carriers and OEMs. And historically, you know, even though those two worlds, you know, look like they talk to each other a lot, historically haven't had, you know, great relationships and had the ability to really partner together. And so Digital Turbine's, you know, seen kind of this opportunity to really connect, you know, eyeballs with, you know, with screens and apps and content and partners. And so, you know, we developed a piece of technology called Ignite. And Ignite is a piece of technology that goes onto the device of, and it's basically put there on behalf of either the carrier or the OEM. And we use that to customize the look, the feel, the software at the time of a device setup. And so what that means is we actually create opportunities for brands, agencies, mobile app developers, game publishers, you name it, finance apps, to be able to work directly vis-a-vis our technology with carriers and OEMs to introduce their apps, their content, and their media.
And you're calling it a new discovery stage. You know, I'm thinking of it as a new touch point in the journey. We always start with awareness, but hey, there's discovery before then.
It was something that we've, you know, we kind of stumble upon in the realization with our technology is that, you know, most users are exploring the device at a higher frequency of use and a higher frequency of exploration when they get their new phone. So you've got a really active user, somebody who's looking for new content, looking for new applications, looking for new experiences, you know, in this window of time of activating a phone and kind of, you know, shortly thereafter, weeks or a month after. And so, you know, that's a really interesting opportunity and interesting time for, you know, app developers and app marketers to be able to introduce their applications at that point in time. Because quite frankly, users, at least the data we've seen, gets hardened. You know, users get hardened over time. And so if you're a user who's had your phone for a year, the likelihood you're going to, you know, explore a new application, new functionality is pretty limited. But, when, you know, within a week of you getting your new phone, you're most likely to explore that new functionality and your mind's open to try new things. And so we think this is a great opportunity, a great time for app marketers to be able to introduce their applications. What that specifically means for Digital Turbine is we have a handful of what we call media types and ad types where we can introduce new applications, to your point, either at the first time of a setup, either through a recommendation or through a preload. But we also have services like app recommendations that sit on the home screen of a device, or even notifications and other content types to be able to introduce and recommend applications to users for the life of their phone.
Tell me about that recommendation. What's that user experience like?
It's a great question. So there's a couple of different ways that we do this. You know, one way that we do this is, and we like to say, like kind of plus one and minus one screens. So either when you swipe right or swipe left, we actually have implementations, and each telco partner is a little bit different depending on the look, the feel, and what how they want to represent new content, new applications to their users. But think about home screen, kind of beachfront property right on your device that is either recommending apps or content that show up in the form of icon, that may show up in the form of, hey, here's 10 apps to try for, you know, for financial savvy, you know, individuals, or here's the top 10 games. We also have certain widgets as well as notifications that are a part of our service. So some of our, you know, telco partners actually have, you know, weekly or monthly app of the week, app of the month, apps of the week, app of the month that get recommended through notifications that we service in partnership with them. And obviously those are all great ways for apps and, you know, app marketers to be able to introduce their products.
Is this also technology that's going to say not only this is really cool, but also at some level recognize that if I have the app already, then do not tell me about it? Or is
In some cases, yes. So if a user's already downloaded an application, we're likely not going to recommend that application again unless there's new content. In some cases, there's updates. There's different things that we do to help, you know, app marketers, you know, be able to surface new content. We also, not to complicate things, we also have other services that are basically helping users, you know, retarget or refine or reconfigure, you know, some of their experiences on their device. And that's done through recommendation services as well. But at the end of the day, I mean, what we found, and this might be interesting for your audience as well, is, you know, Digital Turbine, to your point, started out as really kind of this preload app, you know, app setup service for carriers and OEMs. 5-6 years ago, we were primarily servicing, you know, application preloads and app recommendations during the setup of the device. And what we've learned is that carriers and OEMs actually want to drive a lot of value for their users. They want to recommend new content. They want to recommend new applications. They want to bring users closer to the device, closer to their services, closer to the network that they're enabling. And so, you know, constantly these partners, you know, these telco partners of ours have come to Digital Turbine and said, hey, can you give us more features, more functions? Can you bring in more app developers? Can you bring in more, you know, more brands with apps and products that we can, you know, can really introduce to our users, because users are really hungry, you know, at certain times, you know, to consume new content and to consume new applications at certain times in their experience. And obviously the Verizons and the AT&Ts are partners that, you know, all around the world, you know, want to do. And so, you know, hence why we've brought on a lot of these new features and new functions that you reference here over time to really just tie these two industries together and make a broader ecosystem for our partners.
And also reduce the friction. It's that one click, that one less click. All the research tells us, you know, every click you add, you lose 50% of your audience because it's just a hassle. Do you have any data around this? Because of course, app marketers would be really interested in understanding it. Does reducing the friction mean I can, well, maybe rocket the installs, rocket the growth, do whatever it is they want to do?
I'll talk about preloads first. Preload ends up being a more return on ad spend effective way to engage with users. The second piece of, you know, that's really interesting on the preload side for, you know, app marketers and app developers to, you know, to know, you know, is that, you know, 50%, there's a number of research, you know, 50% of users actually on a monthly basis don't download anything. And you'd be surprised the amount of users that actually, after they get their new phone, just simply aren't engaging with the download process. And so how do you reach those users? If you've got a finance app, or you've got a weather app, or you've got a sports app or a news app, you know, the majority of the time users are finding those new things through the applications that you know, that are pre-installed. And the third data point on the pre-loads I'll share is we've done actually some research, and you know, we've got a great marketing team and research team you know, in the organization, and they've done some research recently in Brazil, I think that we published, that said, hey, listen, you know, what applications do you trust the most? What is the path that you get your application you trust the most? You know, whether it's a recommendation from, or a banner ad from Facebook, or whether it's going to a, you know, to an app store, or it's getting preloaded, and they actually rank the applications that are preloaded as the highest and most trusted source of getting their application. So users may not actually be that, you know, trustworthy of an application if it's sitting out on some, you know, banner ad somewhere, even on Facebook. So there's some interesting things there that are in play. Well, obviously, we're excited. We've seen the business grow dramatically, you know, and the interest grow dramatically with our partners just as a result of really those three things to talk about. So that's really the preload side. And then to your point around friction is we actually developed a product that we call SingleTap. And the SingleTap business has actually grown a lot faster than the preload business, surprisingly. And what SingleTap does is allows app marketers and application companies to leverage our technology to drive basically a one-tap install. Today, if you go out in the market and you want to run a campaign on Facebook or, you know, other places, you have to provide a link, a URL, you place that URL, user clicks on it. If you're lucky enough to get a click, gets redirected, goes through all these different steps in these loops. And it is a pretty heavy process. And we like to say, hey, listen, the average click to install rate is around 1.5%. There's a lot of data out there that shows that. And what we do with our SingleTap technology is we allow for when the click happens to actually download that application directly on the phone. It's all user intent. Everything's the same. However, instead of going through all those hoops, those redirects, and that poor experience, we download the user or the app directly to the user's device and send a notification. And so, you know, we see the click to install rate. We've seen kind of as low as 3 times the improvement in click to install rates. We've also seen as high as like 10, 15%. It really depends on, you know, the advertisement. I mean, we've had partners that are, you know, in, you know, 20% click to install rates, which is like just profoundly large. So when you think about, hey, return on ad spend and your ability as an app marketer to buy media and then get that media to convert for an app download, we've solved kind of that interim problem where, again, you know, only 1.5% of users actually downloaded an application after they clicked on it and opened it. We, you know, we've dramatically reduced that friction and therefore solved that problem in the market.
Absolutely. And it's new, interesting advertising space. And it's something we weren't really thinking about so much, that beachfront property on our phone. That is something to go for. And I love the fact that you've raised the question of research and what the market is telling you, because I want to touch upon some other research around a specific time of app, the fintech apps. But we do have to go first to break, Matt. So don't go away, because we'll be talking about that research and the surprising findings in just a few moments. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world.
With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Sauls.
And we are back to Mobile Presence, Reimagine Growth, powered by CleverTap. And my guest today is Matt Tubergen. He is Executive Vice President of Global Strategy and Corporate Development at Digital Turbine. Now, Matt, before the break, we were talking about research, and research of yours is also included in the 2021 Rethink FinTech Playbook, soon to be released by CleverTap. The playbook explores how fintech app marketers can engage with the aim to retain their users for the longer term by mapping multiple personal user journeys. Now, looking at user journeys, your data shows that life events and life stages impact how and when individual users choose to buy and set up devices, and more importantly, discover new fintech apps. I'd love for you to share some of your findings. Why don't you unpack those for us today?
The activation and the engagement early on, even specifically within the first couple of days, is dramatically higher than you'll say, hey, listen, within the, you know, within 90 days of an application. And so specifically within fintech, it's actually interesting. You know, we see applications in categories such as gaming or within, you know, news and sports. Fintech is actually interesting. Fintech is one of those things where, you know, there's not a lot of applications that reside in fintech for frequent, high frequency of use, certainly here in the US. And so you don't typically see a tremendous amount of upfront engagement with that. However, for the long tail of activation, when users are interested in, you know, checking out fintech applications, you know, whatever's on the device, this beachfront property, we typically see engagement with. And so that's one piece. And then I'll maybe even turn it a little bit to be international versus domestic. In the standpoint of from an international standpoint, you've got a lot of regions, you know, that are using, you know, peer-to-peer money transfer applications. You know, Brazil is on fire right now. We've got Mexico is on fire. India is on fire. I mean, there's a lot of these regions where, you know, kind of, you know, you might have games or entertainment might be at the top of the list, but, you know, second behind that is fintech, and they're specifically around the peer-to-peer money transfer. You know, and so while in the U.S. you might have, you know, investment applications or portfolio or banking applications that end up rising up, but, you know, internationally you see a higher percentage of applications that are being engaged with that are, again, peer-to-peer money transfer, money, you know, money and value exchange for that. So it's pretty interesting. And one kind of, you know, we'll say, you know, kind of forward-looking trend line is that we're actually going to be seeing carriers get into this space around being able to offer kind of credit facilities, even small credit facilities from their mobile payments. And so there's some really interesting, you know, trends that are happening here where, hey, maybe at one point in time, not today, but you might, it might be the Bank of Vodafone or whatever is actually offering, you know, some, you know, offering users, you know, a credit facility right from their mobile phone because they literally, you know, they own, you know, the service or they, you know, or an OEM might get into it. So really interesting things and trends that are starting to take place, but yeah, no, we're excited to see the future of fintech for sure.
It's also interesting, you know, that different changes in your life will say, okay, I'm going to get another device. Mm-hmm. And that is aligned with fintech. It was like, okay, well, I'm moving house, or I'm changing my relationship status, or whatever it is I'm doing. And I'm getting a new phone, not just because it's the new model, but because I have a new life, right? Get a new life, get my finances in order, get all my fintech apps. So there's all these opportunities to connect with the user, not just because it's a new device, but a new chapter in their lives. I'd like to, with that in mind, talk about the user for a moment, you know, that user experience, and also respecting user privacy.
Yeah, for sure. So one thing that's unique about Digital Turbine is all of our, you know, customer environments. When we say customer environments, we're talking AT&T, Verizon, Samsung. Environments are standalone environments. You know, that data does not, you know, exit, or, you know, nor do we input other data to be able to match. And so You know, while yes, we have access to a lot of information, a lot of data, we actually keep it very confined. You know, we do not share or sell or, you know, provide any data. It's very closed off, and it's something that we're actually really proud of. You know, in this environment where, you know, listen, consumers, you know, and many consumers are very concerned about their privacy and data, you know, being shared amongst websites or services. None of that happens. It's actually physically impossible for us to be able to do that based on how we structure our platforms with our telcos.
Mm-hmm. And we talked a lot about the preload experience, but, you know, it's also about marketing. You have capabilities to advertise, deliver notifications, exciting paradigm, particularly for brands and advertisers who might be listening in. In practical terms, what can they do?
We started the business kind of on this premise of being this on-device, you know, management platform for OEMs and carriers. And as such, you know, we've got new features and functions that have added, and notifications, quite frankly, are just a natural extension of that. Telcos and OEMs themselves want to be able to communicate with their customers. In many cases, you know, this has been done through really kind of old, archaic, you know, like the SMS text messages and things that it really weren't expressive, nor did they share much information. And so what we got with Digital Turbine is really a rich media notification service that, you know, first and foremost, services our OEMs and carriers to be able to speak to their customers. But through that, are many opportunities for, as you mentioned, you know, app developers, brand marketers with applications to be able for, you know, these carriers that can create this inventory to recommend, you know, featured content, featured applications, you know, whether it be, hey, listen, here's, you know, Father's Day is coming up soon. Here's, you know, here's the top five apps for fathers, you know, on Sunday, or, you know, hey, for Super Bowl or for 4th of July or whatever it may be. There's all these opportunities where carriers want to add value, and using the notifications method and the platform that we've had is a great way for partners to be able to work with. So we work with, you know, we've got, you know, a number of partners that are paying either to, you know, with us to be recommended for the app of the week or the app of the month or within a package of applications that all adds value to users.
I've been in the industry for a while. I think you have too, Matt, where it wasn't always the easiest to get, I would even say sarcastically, an audience with an operator, right?
Yeah.
So how does this work? Am I able to, do I work with you? I work with them? Because there's two parties here working very closely together, you and you can tell me in a moment about your footprint. Yeah, this is the footprint. How do I get in on it?
Yeah, so for sure. So yeah, it's a good point. And so, you know, carriers, you know, historically have wanted to work with a lot of app partners and brands and, you know, and app developers. It's just there really hasn't been a forum and a platform to be able to, you know, help manage all of those relationships and do that. And so, you know, Digital Turbine's brought the technology. We've also brought the partnerships, to your point, you know, to these telcos. So we work directly with our app partners, our app brands, and agencies that are representing application, you know, marketers that are out there. And we work with them to basically set up a program that works for them. You know, not all app marketers, as you know well, Peggy, and your audience knows well, are the same, right? You know, fintech versus, you know, versus gaming versus sports and news and weather, you know, very different goals and quite frankly, have different needs for that. And so typically we like to work, you know, with our partners to understand what they're looking for. You know, some customers just want to buy every preload on a Verizon and AT&T device, as an example, right, that they can. And it's just a function of pricing. Some customers really want to be artful in how they create kind of a journey and experience, you know, leveraging our technology, whether it's, you know, by telco or by country or by region. And to that point, we're live, we like to say, in around 600 million devices. We activate around 60 million devices now a quarter. And so we're on roughly 75% of Android devices in the U.S., about, you know, the same amount in Latin America. And, you know, as you go around the world, you know, we're on obviously, you know, varying levels depending on the partners that are signed up. We've got, you know, just shy, we'll say, you know, 50 partners globally leveraging our technology. And these are all, you know, large OEMs, large carriers that have created, you know, basically this service to enable app developers and brands with great media.
So we connected last, or I connected last with your company when you were called out as, you know, an interesting, exciting, leading sort of programmatic ad network opportunity. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can end with just a little bit of what's next or what you see ahead.
Yeah, we like to say, you know, in the media business, scale begets scale. So we've really grown our on-device technology and our platform dramatically over the last 5 years. Recently, about 3 or 5 months ago, I should say, embarked on an effort to really stitch together a handful of other programmatic and we'll say in-app marketing technologies, and we acquired a handful of companies, Fiber, AdColony, and Appreciate, and really to be able to service a full stack solution, not just on device media, but also in-app media and in-web media as well. The future for us is really not just focused on that first setup of the device or say an app recommendation solely on the home screen of the device, but actually helping a customer such as an app developer or brand be able to take on as much media within the applications and the device itself. And so that's what's on the horizon for us.
It'd be interesting also to delve into a little bit more of what that opportunity is, because I just think, okay, beachfront property, I get it, it's on my screen, but no, it's the notifications, it's these widgets and how things are adding to that real estate as well. Well, it's been great to have you. And before I let you go, Matt, our audience loves to connect. What's the best way to stay in touch with you?
Yeah. So me personally, LinkedIn, feel free to hit me up on, Matt Kubergen on LinkedIn. We've got a tremendous, team as well, being able to support, front-end partners, happy to, go to digitalturbine.com where you can sign up. Feel free to, connect with our teams or connect with me directly. Happy to get you introduced to the right folks within the organization to be able to help you.
And that, my friends, is a wrap. As we heard, Matt has shared his journey and to help marketers with the direction they need to drive retention, CleverTap now also has two new video podcasts we think you'll love. If you want to hear it from the marketing masters, then tune into CleverTap Engage. This candid bi-weekly video podcast challenges convention and shines a light on CMOs at major companies achieving meaningful, memorable customer engagement. And if you want to learn more about startups and founders, tune into Journey to Success. In every episode, guests share the ups and downs of what it took to build a brand from scratch. So learn from the best and check out both shows on the CleverTap playlist on YouTube. You can also find the shows on the CleverTap website, that's clevertap.com, under resources. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy. Peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can also check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.